This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Jade, the funny thing about living with Mama Lim, aka my mum, is that you really notice when she discovers things that everyone else has, you know, long discovered.
Yes.
Now, this week, or actually I should say in the last 2 weeks, Mama Lim discovered the joys of free-to-air television. So, it's like Channel 9 or Channel 10 never existed before.
I thought, you know, what's really funny about that, Dave, I thought that we couldn't get any more sort of obvious than when she discovered My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion like 10
in 2002. But really, look, Mum's been watching a lot of TV lately. I think it all started with the Olympics. You know, she wanted to, you know, be in the know. When the Olympics was on TV, she would, you know, leave the TV on and she would spread out her yoga mat while the gymnasts are all doing their thing, and she would, like, you know, do her stretches while watching the gymnasts. So, and that was the point where I kind of went, hang on a minute, seems to be a little bit of a correlation between what she's doing and what she's seeing on the screen. I started to wonder if perhaps Mama Lim was drawing inspiration from things that she was seeing on telly. And sure enough, with every passing program that advances through the night, she picks up a new ambition along the way. Oh, Dave, I think I should get on Google and look up tap dancing classes. Everybody Dance Now was just on.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know, I just hate really opinionated people. Am I like that? Big Brother was just on. You know, it seems like television is giving her a lot of opportunities to reflect and, you know, to pick up a lot of new ambitions.
Yeah.
I find it really strange, Jade. I find it really interesting. Do you watch TV in that same way and go, oh, you know, I see something happening, or I'm watching MasterChef, maybe I can try that?
Well, see, I don't watch reality. So I don't, for me, it doesn't really happen that way. I'm more like, you know, I want to see something quirky and interesting.
Something with real acting, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or good writing.
Or good writing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but the thing about reality is that you're seeing characters that are, you know, everyday people. So you kind of feel like you can do what they do.
Yeah.
You see somebody pull out something amazing on MasterChef and go, oh, yeah, I can throw some coriander on that dish and it will look amazing.
Yeah, she's a stay-at-home mum and she, look at what she's doing. I can do that too.
Yeah, you know, never mind that I'm a single mum with two kids and I got to do all this and I work night shift. Yeah, I can do that. But the funny thing is that it gives people hope, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I just love seeing my mum stretching, you know, while the Olympic gymnasts are going at it. And, you know, she's living a fantasy for a moment.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when we're kids, you know, and we're like, you know, we've got the hairbrush and we're singing along to Whitney Houston or New Kids on a Block in your case. It's a bit of fantasy and you got to love that.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
More new music than any other radio station.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard. I do listen to strummy la la music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 11 minutes past 7.
Jade, I'm so excited because this week's my music pick of the week and I've been dying to kind of bring a new girl band onto the show and just kind of give people a taste of what to expect.
A lot of pressure on you because last week my selection was a hit, right?
That was the sound of me throwing down a pen in disgust.
We had people who don't normally go for indie pop going for indie pop.
So you had a huge success last week.
Yeah.
This is not Everybody Dance Now. You know, there's no Team Jason Derulo versus Team Kelly and end up getting axed.
Yeah.
You know, there's no Team Jade or Dave. But I did, I have to admit, I did feel a little bit of pressure with my recommendation this week. So I hope that our fellow Joy listeners and Strokers will like what I've chosen.
Yeah.
So we've got Parade's new single, Light Me Up. Now, Parade, Jade, is a British five-piece girl band. So, you know, it looks like sort of a similar formula to the Saturdays or Girls Aloud, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that they are not as huge just yet. They emerged in 2011, had a UK top 10 hit with Louder, that was their first single. But then after that, you know, the next single kind of flopped.
Yep.
The album Parade, which came out in November last year, missed the top 100 completely. So it wasn't looking too good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually had a listen to the album and I grew to really like it. You know, it was a bunch of mid-tempos and these girls can really sing, you know, they can really harmonize and really deliver it. You just kind of wish that they had more radio-ready kind of singles on that album.
Yep.
Now, the good thing about that is that they haven't given up completely, even though the album didn't do that well. They've been they've been paying their dues. They've been playing support act to Shakira, The Wanted, Alexandra Burke and so forth, Jade. Mm-hmm. So, you know, building their fan base and whatnot. And at the start of the month, they premiered a new song called Light Me Up, which is our pick of the week. Now, Jade, this song was written by Tim Powell, who used to be in Xenomania, who's this massive songwriting
it's
production.
It's where they make pop music.
Yes. So all the, you know, really quality British pop stuff, you know, Girls Aloud's material, all by Xenomania.
Mm-hmm.
They've worked with Sugar Babes. So one of the guys from there has done this song for Parade. And it sounds like, seriously, it sounds like a legitimate girly pop hit. Like, it sounds like something the Saturdays should have had on their last album.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited for Parade now because this song just, yeah, I mean, parts of it actually reminds me of DJ Fresh and Rita Ora's So Hot Right Now. So it's catchy, Jade.
Okay.
It's catchy. In any case, let us know what you think of our music pick of the week. You can text us 0427JOY949 or you can email us
on air at joy.org.au.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon and you're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Winter. It is, in fact, Different Strokes. I'm Joy 94.9. It's 22 minutes to 8.
Look, Jade, we won't have a repeat episode where a pop star says the show our show's name and you flip out, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
That has to be one of your diva demands, I think. You can't stand it when, like, you know, people try to shade you or, like, take your moment.
Well, no. Okay, so I do get quite sensitive about, you know, you come in and you call someone else your girl. Like,
aww.
Because it's universally considered that when you're talking about your girl, it should be me.
Yes. You're my main woman.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's been times with Winter Gordon. Erica Haynetz was another one. Ricky Lee has been there.
All right, look, she's going to be coming in about an hour's time, so please be on your best behaviour.
I am. I'm going to be on my best behaviour. Yeah.
Just giving side eyes and daggers. Look, Jade, in any case, we're very glad because you're doing your app review.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to catch up with what's hot on your phone.
Yes.
Which is going to have to be the new catchphrase for this segment. What's hot on Jade's phone?
Dave, I was so excited when I found this particular app because you're always telling me about, you know, making sure that I don't always come up with games that are completely useless.
Mm.
This is like a combination of a game versus with a classic app. So basically, the app is called Turf Geography Club. And what it does is it sort of adds an element of gaming and fun to Foursquare.
Oh.
So Foursquare is the check-in game where the check-in app where you check into places. And now
I think Foursquare was really popular when it first started. But now that Facebook's letting you check into places, I feel like more people are inclined to use Facebook as opposed to Foursquare.
Yeah, and Foursquare also has, I feel like Foursquare is also much bigger overseas than it is here in Australia because a lot of businesses are using it now to sort of give away discounts if you check in.
Ooh.
And all that kind of stuff. Turf Geography Club. So you've got Foursquare, so there's the element of you check in, but I don't know, Dave, if you remember an app that I've talked about before called Tiny Tower, where basically the whole premise of Tiny Tower is you build towers and then there's people move in and there's like different types of businesses in the tower. Well, it looks like Tiny Tower, Turf Geography Club. It's got the 8-bit pixel look to it. You can check into your local fast food restaurant. You can check in here at Joy and then you can take it over and then you can sort of start building on levels.
This feels really strange because the first thing that comes to my mind is that do the local businesses know that you're building your own empire on top of their location?
No. And what's also really interesting about this app, Dave, is it's actually an example of all of the funds raised to produce this app came through Kickstarter, which is, you know, a crowdsource funding scheme where basically you put up what your idea is and then and you say, oh, it's going to cost me this much to make it. Will you
so it's funded
money
by people's donation?
Yes.
So somebody came up with the idea for this app, posted it on the website, and enough people thought it was cool to donate money, and that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool. It's kind of like voting for your favorite contestant on a reality show. You know, the audience participation and the fan base is already there. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I mean, this app shouldn't be doing too badly. It's already got enough support in its idea form.
Yeah, so and it's very early on. It's still just out of beta, so which is, you know, testing period. So we'll see how it goes. I like it.
Okay, so that's Turf Geography Club. That's yep. Your app review of the week.
Hi, this is Jane Minogue. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9, where we are definitely taking diva demands like we've never, ever had before, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
And not just from you, for once. Because I know I seem like the loud one here on Different Strokes, but really, when it comes to it, Jade's the real diva.
Well, I guess because I'm more settled in my way, like, you know, I'm a bit more awkward and so I get a bit more flustered if things are...
Don't happen according to how you want it.
Yeah, like I have to have things planned in a way because I just get awkward if I don't know what to expect.
Nice cover.
Yeah.
Very nice cover. In any case, we're giving away a double pass to go see Ricky Lee live in Melbourne on September the 5th at Billboard. And all you have to do is, well, first, be a Joy member.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure... And this is what we're asking, what are your diva demands?
Mm-hmm.
What are your diva demands? And we've had a couple in already. And let me just tell you,
There's
some strokers out there, there's some Joy listeners out there that are true divas.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got Peter from Carlton. Well, actually, we're going to start at the basic level because Peter's actually, you know, quite reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Peter from Carlton has said, my diva demands will be fresh cooked food and simple dishes. No fancy stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes something like that is like, you know, that's refreshing because you don't have the time to do it yourself. And it's like if someone else could do it for you, that would be brilliant.
And also, although it seems quite basic, he says no fancy stuff. And then you got to, you know, define what the fancy stuff is. So I think it's actually a legitimate diva demand. Kevin from Collingwood has said that my diva demand is business class.
I love this one. Philip from Ivanhoe says, I would require a personal masseur for 24 hours a day, plus a hydraulic lift in my dressing room to practice my concert entrances.
Peter, I think Philip, is it?
Yeah, Philip.
Yeah, I think you're actually Beyonce.
Steve from Braybrook says, my diva request is hundreds of hot male dancers dancing naked around me.
Well, yeah, again, are you Beyonce? You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave here on Joy 94.9. Nicole Scherzinger getting wet. Obviously she's not out in Melbourne today because the sun is up, Jade.
Yeah, the sun is up and you're baking where you're sitting.
Oh yeah, the sun's like streaming in my face. I feel like I'm in Malibu
you're
or something.
You're going to have an uneven tan.
Yeah, just on the right side. You know, like the driver's arm situation.
Yeah.
That's going to be me come 9 o'clock. In any case, speaking of driving, comedians in cars getting coffee. Now, somebody out there thought that this would be a funny premise for an online TV show, and that person is Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, so Jerry Seinfeld is back. I don't know if you know Dave. He attempted to go back to TV for a little bit, and he did this show called The Marriage Ref.
Ooh, sounds like a flop.
Yeah,
was it a flop?
I mean, I never watched it. It was kind of a reality show. show-ish, and it was like people getting involved in marriages. But he's now doing this show that's like a sort of 10 to 15 minute internet TV show that's called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And every week he has a new car and a new comedian, and they basically drive around and go and get some coffee and have some sort of general discussion. It's not like a talk show, like a standard talk show. There is, it's really just banter.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in most cases, they're people that he's got like a long relationship with. And, you know, for example, Alec Baldwin was the most recent guest. And
so he had Alec Baldwin in the car with him to go get coffee.
Yeah. And then they sat down and, you know, ate lunch and drank coffee.
That sounds like fun.
And so, and then they sort of just banter back and forth with each other. He did one episode with Ricky Gervais.
Ooh.
Where he had this sort of metal English old rickety car, and Ricky was just freaking out the whole time because he was afraid of how fast Jerry was driving.
So is it always Jerry Seinfeld that's driving the car?
Jerry is always driving, and then his guest comes into the car. He basically calls them and says, oh, do you want to get coffee? And he goes and picks him up in a brand new car, and he says, this is
the
car.
And the camera's, like, set up on the dashboard or something.
On the dashboard. He's got a dashboard and two camera set up. Larry David, who created Seinfeld with him, was another guest, and, you know, you find out that he's a health freak, and then, you know, Jerry tries to feed him pancakes. And it's just, yeah, it's hilarious sort of, like, little bits of banter and mm-hmm. perfect, like, web TV stuff.
You need to stop, Jade. You're like waving your arms in the air like you're at some sort of party.
Yeah. You know, I can't resist, like, you know, the backing vocals, like it sounds like a kid choir in the background.
You feel like you're just part of the group.
Yeah.
You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave here on Joy 94.9, where we're asking, what are your diva demands?
Mm-hmm.
Tony has texted in saying that my diva demands would be simple. Too much of everything.
Yeah.
Nothing like a bit of excess.
Todd says flowers.
Oh, Todd, you seem like you're easy to please.
Yeah, just flowers.
Just flowers.
Would they have to be fresh? Would they have to be, like, flown in specially?
Oh, my God. One of those, like, rare, exotic African lilies.
Yeah.
There's only, like, you know, that only blooms once a year, perhaps. In any case, Jade, you know, this whole discussion about, you know, what are our diva demands and all that has kind of got me thinking, what is it that I'm really precious about that mm-hmm. I absolutely have to have? And, I mean, I feel like I'm a very simple, you know, person, and I don't ask too much of things. But I absolutely must insist that you do not ever touch my chair.
This must be difficult for you when you have to share a chair in the studio.
Oh, well, this is different because I'm only here for a few hours. I can kind of put up with the way...
It's not really yours.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But my work chair, my chair at home, my car seat. I hate it when people get in my car and then they kind of shuffle the seat a little. You know, sometimes at work we have to take, you know, the company car and out for a drive or something. And I'm always, like, fiddling with people's seats. And I do feel, oh, my God, they must probably really hate me for yeah. that because I'm quite short. And they'll get in and, you know, they'll be, like, folded yeah. up like some yeah. sort of armchair.
Yeah.
So it's awkward when people touch your seats like that. So I absolutely insist that you don't touch my chair because it's been, you know, fine-tuned to perfection.
I think that we've got similar demands here, Dave, because I actually have a situation at work where we're supposed to have chairs that have no armrests on them.
And
right?
This is some sort of ergonomic safety.
Ergonomic OH&S issue.
Uh-huh.
And basically what they've the OH&S staff have slowly started to do is, like, wean the entire organisation off these chairs that have.
So what, they're coming in like thieves in a night to, like, kidnap these chairs yeah. with armrests.
It's like, oh, that's, yeah, we're going to have to get rid of that. Let's order you a new chair. Anyway, so I've got this chair that I've had the entire time I've worked at my work, and they have armrests, and I have refused, and I am so protective of this chair. That
what do you do when you go home at night? Do you cover it up with leaves?
I just, like, make sure I push the armrests underneath the desk and hope that they don't notice that there's armrests.
Set up, like, a couple of bear traps yeah. around your desk so nobody tries to steal it.
Video surveillance set up so I know who the culprit is.
You know, laser beams and everything yeah. happening. You got to protect your chair, you guys.
Yeah. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. 16 minutes to 9. Some randoms in the studio.
Oh, us. My goodness. Who has heard of this certain woman called Ricky Lee Coulter?
No!
How's it going?
Great. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I was just telling Jade before, you look so glamorous. And you've got the signature bun on your head.
Yeah, I've whipped. I heard you guys talking about me wanting the hair fans on the way here. I've seen a little fan thing in the corner, but it's not a hair fan. It's a heater. But yeah, it was too early. I couldn't fix the mane this morning. That would be my diva demand.
Yes.
I've been listening on the way here talking about diva demands. I would want someone to have my, I want to wake up in the morning and have someone have already done my hair and makeup so I can just walk out the door. None of this taking 3 hours to do my hair and curling it and teasing it and spraying it.
And they'd have to master the art of sort of moving you over.
Yeah, I don't want to be stirred. Yeah. Do not stir me. I don't want to be stirred. I just want to wake up and look fabulous. Is that too much to ask?
No, I mean, I have the same demands as well and I'm still waiting for someone to apply.
I know. I think Mariah Carey used to do that. She used to lay down and
have people paint her.
Well, she's got like a floor in her apartment that's just dedicated to hair and makeup and her wardrobe. And she's got, you know, she goes in there and she lays down on one of those little chaise lounges and she lays there and they do her hair and makeup while she sleeps.
That is just, I mean, can you imagine such eleganza? No, I can't imagine such eleganza.
You know, it takes me 10 minutes to get ready, Dave.
This is seriously.
In any case, Ricky Lee, congratulations on the release of your new album, Fear and Freedom.
Thank you.
It's just, it seems like you've been everywhere this week. You've been on TV, you've been on radio.
You can't escape me.
No, you've been doing in-store signings, yes. Which must be exciting. It's like first time you've done it in, what, 5, 6 years?
5 years, yeah. My last album came out in 2007, Brand New Day. So it's been a long time between drinks, but it's great. And I think, you know, doing in-stores is, other than performing and doing my shows, doing in-stores is just so much fun because you get to meet the fans and spend time with them and talk to them and have photos with them. And, you know, it's really quite special actually coming face-to-face with the people that support you the most,
yeah.
and have been there, you know, from the very beginning. But also, I'm finding there's a whole lot of familiar faces, but there's a whole lot of new faces and new fans.
Maybe like a new generation that, you know, didn't catch on to the time when you were on Idol.
Completely.
Because that must have been, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, there were kids that weren't even born when I did Idol.
How does that make you feel?
Old. I'm glad it's dim light in here. I'm starting to age. It's horrible.
It's just, in any case, look, we've had like a request from one of our friends to sign his CD and all that. It's just, it's such a tangible feeling to, you know, go into a record store, buy a CD and take it up to the artist and go, you know, this is my name. And
yeah, well, and I think, you know, but I'm a fan of music and I'm a fan of artists and you know, I just love that. You know, when I was a little kid, I used to make my little sister, I was probably like 6 or 7, I would make my little sister run in, I'd set up a little table and I'd get some highlighter pens and I'd get a little, little photos and CDs and little pieces of paper and I'd be like, right, go outside and I want you to come in and pretend that I'm like Michael Jackson and I want you to come and ask me for my autograph. And I would make my sister and my cousins come and ask me for my autograph. So ever since I was a kid.
Do they still do that now? Do they? Come to your Insta.
No. But like, you know, it really is a bit of a dream come true. You know, I always wanted to do this and, you know, so to be able to see my record in stores and to meet people and to do live shows and to shoot videos, all of that stuff. It's just, I am very blessed. I'm very fortunate and I have had a lot of support and been given a lot of opportunities along the way. So I feel, you know, so grateful. And, you know, it's been a long time.
So you must be so thrilled with the review so far for Fear and Freedom because...
Your review is amazing, by the way.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you.
We'll be quoting that on the next press release.
Feedlimi.com.
I love it.
So, Ricky Lee, I mean, this must be like some sort of stunning opening week sales. Like, this must be like the best opening week sales you've had in a while, would you say?
Yeah, it's already, you know, you kind of, you get a little bit of an idea on where it's looking at charting.
Because Sunday night is when we find out where it ends up on the ARIA chart.
Yes, but we find out on Friday.
Find it on Friday.
Yes. So tomorrow night, I, my, the, ch- I, last night spent, a couple of hours with the chairman of my record label, and he just said, have a bottle of champagne ready. So I was like, yes!
So do you think he knows? Do you think anyone knows where it's roughly at now?
We know, you know, you get an indication of where it's at midweek.
Yeah, where is it now midweek?
I can't say. I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, all things, you know, all signs are pointing, you know, close to the top, which is, you know, my albums, I've always, you know, my singles have been, you know, top tens. I've had, you know, number two singles, but I've never had, you know, an album come in the top 10, which is, you know.
That's shocking, isn't it, Jade? I mean, this is her third album. She's been around for like close to a decade.
Yeah.
It's crazy. In any case, I feel that Fear and Freedom is your most polished and cohesive album yet. And, you know, it's got such a glowing, positive vibe to it.
Yeah.
Tell me about writing these empowering anthems that you've got on Fear and Freedom. I mean, there's Human, there's Raining Diamonds, which we all love, and Burn It Down. I feel like the three anthems were kind of put up front on the album. So you definitely have to go through these big empowering songs. So tell me about the process of writing these and how that came about.
Well, I mean, I from the get-go, I had an idea, you know, a very strong idea of what I wanted this album to be like. I wanted it to be, you know, a killer, thumping, anthemic, inspiring, uplifting dance pop record. I wanted it to be one of those albums where you can't help but like sit in the car and clench your fists and sing along and put your hands out to your side and look up to the sky. You know, it's a really feel good album, and it, you know, it really celebrates not giving a shit about what anyone thinks. It celebrates finding that courage and embracing being a bit outrageous and being a bit different and not letting fear and doubt rule your life. It's about just rising above all of those things that ever weighed you down and giving a big fat middle finger to everyone and saying, this is my life and I'm going to live it the way that I want to, and I'm going to do the things that make me happy because, you know, you
there was a time where you said that you felt like your confidence was shattered, and this was between when, you know, you shelved your third album, which Hear No Speak No... I can't even remember the third one.
It was way too complicated.
It was very long.
Anyway.
It was a very long album. But you completed that and you shelved it and you left your record deal at the time. Was that when you felt really low? And
yeah, I mean, I just, you know, there were too many things, too many negative things weighing me down in my life, and I wasn't about to, you know, I was exhausted and I was tired and I didn't have the right people around me, had people making terrible decisions on my behalf, and I wasn't about to, you know, let them ruin that, because, you know, a failed album is mine.
It's on you.
Know,
it's on you.
Name, not
theirs.
They can
so
pick
at
up
what point did you decide, you know what, I need to start taking charge of my career. I need to,
It
you
was
know.
About then. It was around about that time where I was like, you know what, you guys are just making terrible decisions. And so I did. I started just, you know, flushing out all of the toxic people. And, you know, I'm really glad that I went through all of that, because it means that I've been able to write this album that is so you know, empowered and strong, and I really do hope that people, you know, when they need a little bit of strength and a little bit of inspiration or a bit of a kick up the ass, like they really get that from these lyrics and my experiences. So
now, Jade, we're going to listen to one of the album tracks on Ricky Lee's brand new album, Fear and Freedom.
Which
because
one?
You see, this is what I like to do. I mean, I know the
I'm
singles
so
are
excited. You know, I never get to do this. This is cool.
No, this is cool because I like picking album tracks and you know, kind of pushing my own agenda, so to speak.
I like
so
it.
So I don't really want you to spoil it by telling me if this will be the fourth single.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, she's going to squeal and then we'll
all I'll say, though, is there was a very conscious effort to make sure that every single song on the record was good enough to be a single. We've got, you know, 10 songs on the album. Every song could be a
potential.
So it's just a matter of what order we do them in, you know?
So here we go. You're listening.
I want to be the first Australian artist to release every song on the album as a single.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to rival that huge Michael Jackson album where there was like 7 singles or something.
It would be so fun.
We did get a text, Dave.
Oh, we got a text,
Someone says, "Go, Ricky Lee. Can't wait to get the album. I love you. You're such a strong woman and the ideal role model for young women."
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Coming up after this, we're going to have a quick chat with Ricky Lee to wrap it up, but let's have a listen to Burn It Down.
There's all kinds of crazy text SMS blah blah blahs going on about the
there's
song,
a lot of
Dave.
Reactions to we just played an album track from Ricky Lee's new album Fear and Freedom. It's called Burn It Down. Mm-hmm. I personally want to see it as a single. Ricky Lee has sworn that she will not reveal details of the
I can't tell but it sounded so good on air. That was so nice to hear that on the radio.
And do you know who else thinks that? Cameron Adams.
Oh, I love Cameron.
I love Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
Cameron Adams, music journalist extraordinaire. You know, most of you know him from the Herald Sun.
And he's actually a real journalist. There's so many shady pretend journalists that just like to talk about gossip. He's a real music journo. I love his work.
So he said, how good does Burn It Down sound on the radio? Consider fourth single locked in. There you go. In any case, we were giving away a double pass to go see Ricky Lee.
Yep.
Live in concert here in Melbourne, and we do have a winner.
Yes, congratulations, Philip. You know, your idea for the hydraulic lift in your studio, in your little room so that you can move in and out was brilliant. You win.
Was that his little diva demand?
That was his diva demand. He wants to be like, just like a lift to jump out, you know.
Oh, the hydraulic lift so he can just jump out of the stage?
Yeah. So he can practice his
entrances.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, yeah, just like Beyonce.
Yeah. And MJ, Michael Jackson used to do that all the time. I used to cry every time he did it. He had those CO2 jets going off and the wind in his weird wig.
Ricky Lee, thank you so much for coming down to Joy and joining us here at Different Strokes this morning.
My pleasure. So nice to finally be in studio with you guys.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.